The following Toku podcast to contain spoilers from both past and present tokusatsu, anime, manga, movies and other related media. If you do not wish to be spoiled, we suggest turning off the podcast now. Otherwise, please enjoy the show.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Toku Podcast, the best show about tokusatsu you probably never heard of. So, we're going to be talking about the writer musical, which I always forget exists, but then I always say to myself, I should watch that. But now I had a reason to. I had an excuse to do so. So before anything...
Sorry, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was just to go into introductions, but go for it.
Yeah, that's me. You all know me.
No, they don't.
Nice to meet you, me.
Exactly. Yeah, the...
Hi, me.
Officially speaking, it is the Decade musical, even though Decade is not even in the movie, the thing, for more than, like, 10 minutes, but...
It's more the Kuga musical, yeah. Now, when you look into it.
It is not... a story of star-crossed lovers, or something like that.
Something like that.
It's like Romeo and Juliet for the kiddies.
It's one of those things where
don't think of it that way, though.
And they're like, people who haven't heard of it, because it's not exactly that well known, will be like, this is a thing, and then you show them bits from it.
Yeah, like, actually, that was my reaction. That is something that kind of comes up. musical every once in a while. People don't really remember, oh wait, that's right, that's a thing that had happened. Or, if they're newer to the fandom, they're just like, wait, why did that happen?
Why did it happen? Well, I don't fucking know why it happened.
I'm not sure we're ever going to know.
It's funny because with the musical, it's not just said, like, the Decade musical, it's also advertised as, like, the 10th anniversary musical for Heisei.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because, again, it's not really a musical about any writer besides, well, Decade Kuga. And I find that really strange that they advertise it as both Decade and the 10th anniversary of Heisei, because really neither of those two play that big of a role in this thing.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, by the way, that's Nemet.
Hi.
He's here too.
Yep, sure am.
But yeah, it's one of those things that's like it's a very big oddity because they've never really done anything like it since. And even when they do put on like the official kind of stage show stuff, it's never anything like this.
Yeah, that's true because stage shows nowadays usually consist of the writer's coming out, having a bit of a gaffe, you know, then it's like the writer cast talking for a bit, you know, doing their henshin poses. And then maybe they'll sing their insert themes, if that show had any insert themes. But that's pretty much about it for that. And like you said, they've never done anything like this since, which is kind of a shame because honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing, I mean, who knows, maybe they'll do one for Zio.
That'd be great if they did a sequel to it with Zio. That'd be something worth checking.
They bring back the fucking shocker grunt as the riot trooper and he fucking dies.
Bring back ooh.
He just fucking dies in the end. Which is funny, because I remember watching one of the clips from the show, one of the last songs from the show on YouTube a long time ago, in worse resolution than what we watched. And I was thinking to myself, why is a riot trooper there? Like, why is he there? And now I have context for that, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But I guess we can go through the entire show because it's not very long. It's only an hour.
It's pretty short.
And even then, it's more guffy.
It's on plot. It's more of like I don't necessarily want to say coming of age, but it's kind of like a sort of that type where it focuses mostly on Decade Kuga. You know, Captain Useless. Where he's stuck in Kuga's default like form the entire time, and he's like, he's the rookie guy who's, you know, he's the of the new heroes, he's the new one, and you know, he's the one with the least respect and the least training and blah 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 blah. And it's all this one big zany battle against Dyshocker, who's full camp ridiculous mode like they always love to be, because literally the show starts with them singing a song that's about how evil they are. That's just the word, like, evil, 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 over and over and over again.
Remember, they'll even make orange juice taste bad, too. I love some of the lyrics with that, and the lyric will make spicy curry extra spicy. I just love those. Just so fucking cheap. Yeah, I think I would just point that out now. If you're going to watch this, don't go in thinking it's some kind of, like, serious story. It's just campy. It is '60s Batman levels of campy.
It's very self-aware, and it runs with its premise, and it just goes full straight to 11 immediately.
Like, there will be fart jokes.
Well, that's just normal.
There was only one.
Even so.
To their credit, there was only one. It very much sets up the level of humor
and production that we're looking at. It's not a serious
this is
drama.
True.
It's campy fun meant to keep little kids interested.
Yeah.
You're not going to watch Hamlet, people.
No.
But and it's only an hour long because kids gotta pee.
Yeah, but you've got bits like Ambassador Hell bragging about how he got a redesign and like people making fun of him because he's still just a weird old man in a bug costume. To be fair, that's...
He looks like a cockroach.
Yeah.
There's more jokes about how much of losers the villains are, stuff like that. It's pretty basic, but a lot of the jokes are pretty self-aware, at least, so...
I mean, one of the first lines that Ambassador Hell says is, like, evil villains are known to laugh for no reason. I mean, that alone just tells you what you're in for.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that.
But I think we should... Because, again, I mean, the only other musical that we've ever really reviewed on this show was Repo, so I guess we should just go with the same type of premise.
Fucking Repo was.
More enjoyable than Repo.
It's shorter.
Shorter than other musicals.
Yes.
That should be the tagline for this recommendation. Shorter than Repo the Genetic Opera.
At least it's not Repo.
That's going to... At least it's not Repo.
But yeah, and then, back a bit. At the same time, it's also kind of like a coming of age kind of thing for the villains, because one of the other focal point characters is a generic Shocker mook who's named Ooh, because he can't do the E thing right. And he wants to be the biggest, baddest Shocker monster ever because reasons.
That sounds like the origin story to one of those like monster sidekicks in like a Showa writer series. Like you could put that origin story in something like V3 or something, and it would fit right in.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like it's a Shocker writer who was just like super fucking useless, and he wanted to be a monster, but V3 saved him, and now he's one of the Shocker writers, and he's becomes a friend or something. I could see that happening.
Maybe.
You know, that sounds... This entire... Like I said, again, it feels like a 60s Batman thing, but if anything, I would actually more akin it to the more lighthearted episodes of, like, a Showa series, like Rider 1, maybe V3. You know, I could see something like that.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Kuga and... who end up becoming friends and become best friends. You know, we got the same dream. We're gonna fulfill each other's goals and blah blah blah. It's whatever. It's there's barely any plot. It's kind of just an excuse for songs and funny comedy bits. It's nothing too special.
Yeah, that's why we should go back to what we're saying. Don't go into this thinking you're gonna get like deep lore. Like you're here to have some fun. And to be fair, I think we can talk about the songs for a bit. But for the most part, the songs were pretty fun. I mean, I liked most of them. They were all pretty much catchy. I mean, to be fair, I thought the end song where he's just singing about he's the treasure hunter was kind of fucking boring.
Oh,
but then again, that's
dude,
probably because the guy who plays
the
end is boring.
Fuck.
It was boring, honestly.
But it's so catchy, though.
It is when he's not singing.
You know what? Fine.
To be fair,
It was.
To be fair, the guy who plays the end. No offense to him, but he's not a. I guess you would say he's maybe a little below average of a singer, and he doesn't have nearly as much charisma as Tsukasa to really, like, you know, mask that. Because let's be honest, fucking, you know, he doesn't have a singing voice, but he has so much charisma that you can just feel it coming off of him, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. With Deanne's actor, no, you don't know. No.
I think another problem is that there's only like 7 or 8 songs, and they reuse like 3 of them 4 times each. Like, there's the Evil Shocker song, which they sing like 5 times. Kuga, and
which, to
Uu
be fair, is their best song.
I mean, yeah, okay, it's fair, it's great, it's fucking fun, but they use it like 5 times. There's Kuga and Uu's one that they sing. It's like a duet that they sing like 2 or 3 times. Admittedly, the second time right there is, you know, it's kind of like that heroic reprise of it, where it's like, oh, it's at the worst.
It's plot heavy.
It's at the worst possible moment, and here it is to revitalize everyone's spirits and blah 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 kind of thing.
Yep.
But all the songs are fine. Yeah, they're all fairly varied. One of my problems is that I think they only had a couple of voice actors other than the They definitely had a couple of voice actors, because Tomoka Ozuseki plays like
when you hear Kabuto coming out sounding my grandma once said, like, what the fuck is that, dude?
Yeah, they really didn't,
like, they got the completely wrong people, and like Kiva's like, oh yeah, my name's Kiva. It's like, where the fuck did this come from?
And then there's
Blade, watcher just like inject even steroids into his balls.
Did they get Christian Bale? Jeez.
Yeah, it's like, where did the fangriders go? It's like, Jesus Christ, where did he come from?
Oh man, yeah, Blade is terrible too.
Fucking Blade's actor, his voice actor was amazing.
But yeah, I mean, like, they reused like the same like 3 voice actors 4 or 5 times, because I know Tomokazu Seki is Uu, at least 3 other writers. I'm pretty sure he was Agito, and I think Fies too, and then like 1 or 2 other ones that
Well, I mean, if you count all the Imagine voice actors they brought back, they probably got all those 4 to play every writer.
I mean, they only got 2, so.
Oh, there you go. Just stretch that fucking thing out.
You know, at least they got them. Because, geez, the Deno parts would have been.
Oh my god! Imagine.
Excruciating.
Could you imagine if we had to have listened to like? Could you imagine if we had to listen to like the voiceovers that they got for like, what, Batride War? Like, I still remember, fucking Deno's voiceover for Batride War. That was embarrassing.
Oh man, there would have been a fucking riot had they recast Deno in that. Because did you hear the crowd reaction when Deno shows up? Oh my god, dude.
Still,
see,
popular.
That's the thing. Like,
I mean,
this was
a year or two after it ended. Yeah,
yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, this was 2009.
Yeah.
So Deno was like still super hot. Plus, all the movies were still coming out.
Oh,
that's true. And I think
now, see, if you had fucking what's his name? I forgot his name now.
Kiba.
Fucking no, the guy who played Deno.
Oh,
Takeru Sato. If you had him come out, like, the whole crowd would have just been throwing their underwear at him.
Sato,
that's fair.
Oh, I mean, yeah, oh, definitely. But yeah, other than that,
The entire stage would have been filled with underwear, like, just bras and panties everywhere.
But yeah, no,
that's fair. Can I toss mine at him right now?
Go right ahead.
I don't think I have that.
He's
good
not even
arm.
In front of me, but just a mere mention of his name just makes him come off.
But yeah, the few voices they have kind of carries over the songs, because outside of the 1 or 2 sung directly by certain characters, all the songs just kind of sound the same. Like, even the one where they have Deno there, and it's Momotaro supposed to be singing, you can't hear really his voice at all in the song. It just kind of sounds like the same other guy is singing.
Yeah.
I will say, though, one of the big things they missed is getting, they got fucking Ryusei Nakao as an Ambassador Hell, and he doesn't sing a song at all. That's disappointing. Very disappointing.
It's true. I was going to say, because it's funny, when I, because the entire time, while listening to the songs, I thought to myself, they're fine, but either they're too short, or maybe again, maybe it's because of the audio quality. They just sounded kind of. I'm trying to think of a word. You know what? I'll have to describe it in a way that it's longer than just a word. Have you ever heard music where, you know, usually you like it, but for whatever reason, it just kind of annoys you. Like, it just bothers your ears. I guess the term for that would be, like, ear fatigue, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, I get what you're trying to say, though.
Yeah, so some of the songs that hit me with that, like I like the prison song with Deno, fucking Ixa, Oja, and all that shit. I like that, but at the same time, I was just like, there's something about this, just, I don't care for it.
Yeah, a lot of the songs are also pretty hit or miss, and you can kind of tell with the crowd there, too. There will be times where a song ends, and you'll hear, like, very little or, like, no kind of, like, applause at all, and sometimes you'll hear a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It really kind of hurts the experience overall. It's okay. Like, there's this song playing, and you're like, oh, I'm not too big of a fan of that. And then you just hear dead silence once it ends. It's like, oh, okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I guess they weren't either. Oh, boy.
Which is tough a shame, because there's a couple of songs I liked, and then you can just hear, like, crickets chirping after it ends. It's like, oh, okay. I guess this is why they don't do anything like this anymore.
Like the prison song. I actually really liked the prison song. Like, that was fun. But at the same time, like, nobody reacted to it. Or, like, the ballad that Kuga sang the first time. Almost nobody reacted to it. I'm just like, maybe it's because these characters really aren't that popular. That's why. Because, I mean, the prison song had Deno, but, like, he wasn't the main focus of that song. I'm just like, damn, that this crowd is dead for most of the fucking show.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it's probably a lot of kids, and they probably don't really care, so.
Or have no idea what to do with that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a show like this.
Why is Kaixa dancing with the end? And why are they popping their asses?
Why is the big snake man and the train man having pun battle? What?
Isn't the snake man the same one who ate shit?
No. Yeah.
Didn't Kaixa rape a woman? Why is he dancing?
Stop dancing.
Stop dancing. I got a restraining order on your ass.
Like, it's funny because, like, I'm watching it and I'm just thinking, you couldn't have gotten any other writers for this. Like, Kaixa and Oja, really. The two of the biggest assholes in writer history, and you're putting them next to Deno and The End and Gatak.
Well, I mean, I don't know. With the prison bit, at least they had the Hopper Bros, and for some reason Ixa in there too, to kind of liven. I don't know, not necessarily.
It's religious persecution, goddammit.
There were funny bits through it.
Shocker just hates Catholicism.
Yeah.
Shocker just hates Christianity.
Was it in the 3rd district or 4th district of hell? I don't know. Fucking Punch Hopper doesn't know, because he's a fucking moron.
You see, at least with Punch Hopper and Kick Hopper, they weren't villains in the sense that Oja was.
No.
They were just dumbasses. Oja was an actual, like, piece of shit.
Yep.
Because at least there, I would have actually expected... You know, if you're going to have, you know, some writers who got caught, maybe just make them all either heroes or villains. If they're all villains, that makes sense. But, like, with Deno, it's like, okay, well, he's a hero, sure. But with Oja, it's like, he's a villain. Why would Shocker want to stop him from killing writers? Isn't that what they're trying to do here?
Well, I don't know. It's all the same kind of thing to them. I mean, yeah. Then again, with Deno, it's...
Racists!
Yeah, that does sound like Shocker. I mean, They were Nazis.
Yes, they were.
Shocker's a bunch of racists. All the writers look the same.
What a shock. The guy.
I never liked the vent people.
I never liked those mirror world people. Them and their backwards.
No, those damn orphanucks. Those damn orphanucks always ruining our schools. Fucking... Oh my god.
that sounds like something that Kaiser would say.
Oh, yeah.
And he is an asshole, so I think you just confirmed it somehow.
Oh, my God.
Maybe?
I would love to see, like, Ambassador Hell be like, "Oh, those damn Grungies ruining our country." Just fucking pissed off. That'd be amazing.
Just I, prejudice I want among, that now. Among bad guys. I love it.
That'd be beautiful. Maybe that's why they kidnapped Oja and shit. It's like, they just don't like... Villains just don't like each other.
No, I mean, have you ever seen a villain team up? It never ends well. It never ends well at all.
That's a good point.
I'll say this about the sound quality, though. Well, sound quality in the sense of the sound effects. For how fast they were moving, at least the guys, like in the sound booth, they at least tried to keep up with them. There were a few moments where obviously a lot of sound effects were not matching what was actually happening. But I'm not gonna be too harsh on it because it's live, and you know, shit can always go wrong. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys noticed more than once where, like, certain people were saying things and were not...
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, they obviously weren't moving their mouths or anything. And I'm just like, that doesn't look right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be an issue. I don't think they really cared that much about what the cameras saw. They cared more about what the people on the stage were seeing, or the audience were seeing more.
The live audience, for sure.
The recording was more about
it. They saw it, too!
Yeah. that's the problem, is that I'm struggling with things to say, because there's really not a whole lot to talk about other than, like, the songs are pretty good, hit or miss. There's not really a plot to speak of. There's some fucking hilarious bits, especially in the middle there in that Rider prison bit. Dien shows up, tricks U into locking himself into the prison and giving him the key. Literally just by being like, "Hey, can you give me the key? Okay, cool. Here, I'm going to open this. How about you go inside as a reward?" All right. Closes the door. Like, he didn't even have to try. He's literally just like, "Hey, do this." And he does it.
Yeah. Luckily, he is a dumbass.
Yes. And then to get the key back, he forces them to do a fucking comedy routine. It's great.
Oh, my God. Yes. I loved that.
Honestly, the whole thing with the puns, I was expecting to die because... puns can kill the man, but I thought they were pretty cute. I thought it was fun, and I, you know what, they did their job well. They made me chuckle.
Yeah, especially the there's two bits when Punch Hopper and Kick Hopper do theirs at the very end. There's just like, you hear dead silence, and then you hear very obviously like added in laughter, and then Kick Hopper freaks out because I bet they were betting on the audience actually laughing and then him reacting, so they had to. They had to have somebody go like, "Ha ha 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 ha," for him to. And then,
Could you just imagine, it's like, it was just the day of, and they just had to get Seki just, like, just laugh into the mic. What? Just laugh into the mic, we need this.
It would have been funnier if there was just, like,
no one's laughing.
A longer delay for it happening, because that would just be the primary...
They just get some random dude from the sound booth just laugh into the mic.
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
But I mean, yeah.
There's not much else to say.
It's one of those, you just kind of have to watch it kind of things.
It's a fun little one shot.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't, I mean, you don't, honestly.
If you don't like it, you'll know in the first five minutes. Yeah, I mean, I don't really see why you wouldn't like this unless you just hate musicals, in which case, I mean, you might as well just be saying you hate fun. There's really nothing in here that, like, I would say would really turn anybody off. I mean, it's not even like you really need to know the characters, because they're the ones that have characters are barely there, and then you're stuck with, you know, Kuga.
It's Kuga, and Ambassador Hill. The rest are just there.
Yeah, like I said, fucking...
I will say this, though. Decade, what is with that shirt?
I don't know, but I wanted it.
That shirt is hilarious. It's like, my God. Like, that's not even loud. That is just eardrum bursting right there. But yeah, like you said, there's not much to say about it, because not only is it so short, but it's really not bad or good. It's there.
It's a funny little thing that exists, and if you can find it, it's enjoyable. It's been very hard to find over the last couple of years, because this got subbed all the way back in 2011, and then it just, I think it was Kit Subs who did it, and then it just kind of disappeared off their website for the longest time, and you would never be able to find it anywhere. There's places you can, there are places you can find
it. It's so weird.
It's just, it's a little difficult to find if you're not looking in the right place.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just weird, because with something like this, you would think people would want to preserve it, because whether we like it or not, it is kind of like history for Ryder, because they've never, like you said, they've never, ever, ever done another one like this, like, since.
Yeah.
For me, at the very least, I would recommend it to people to watch it in a...
Indeed.
I guess in a historical matter, you know what I mean? Like, in a sense that, you know, if you're really into Ryder history, go watch it. You know, it's not for, you know, if you don't enjoy it, you don't enjoy it. But it's more for the historical factor, you know?
Yeah. I would say
it's
so.
It's a fun little
I could definitely see that.
And it's worth a look.
It's a fun little special. Nothing too crazy, nothing too inventive. But it's a fun time. It's worth a watch. Maybe get some friends with it. It's definitely one of those, it'll probably be fun with friends kind of thing. But other than that, I mean, it just kind of exists.
It was a way for parents to take their kids out for the afternoon and keep them entertained for an hour. Go into it figuring on that, and you're good.
Bring them off.
Yeah, so, like, in total, I mean, I think it's all right. I think as a musical, it's whatever. It's a kid's thing. You know, you're going to like it. But... again, I'm going to just say I recommend it on in a historical fashion. Like, it's historical in nature because, you know, it's almost like a time capsule, because this is right before Double happened. So this is before, like, it's weird because the Heisei series, I was actually going to mention this, it felt like it still had a lot of Showa elements to it when it was on stage shows. And this is pretty much the last hurrah of that, because after that, I mean, you don't really have... really any Showa in this anywhere in any of these shows. So I think it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see here. Let me just, I guess we can just pull up the wheel now.
Yeah, there's not a lot to say, but give it a shot.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's not too much, but hey, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah. There are much worse ways to spend an hour of your time.
So let me just open up the wheel.
The first hour of hour of Repo, for instance.
Don't do that to yourself, though.
All right, I was wrong last
week. Don't watch Repo. Don't Repo and drive, kids.
Absolutely. All right, so I was wrong last week. The wheel is going to be... gonna be something Ultraman related this week.
Well, let's see. For some reason, the wheel doesn't actually have any names on it. Why the fuck does not have names?
Oh my God, oh no.
I'm spinning a blank wheel.
Wheel, why you do this?
Oh my God. If you saw what I saw, you'd have a fucking seizure. Because, like, the wheel's glitching out where it doesn't actually have any names on it. So, let me just get the snipping tool now. Snip, snippity, snip. Snippity, snoopity, snoop. No, the snipping tool. Well, don't give me the notepad. Oh, no. Give me the snipping tool, you piece of crap. There we go. Technical difficulties. Please stand by. All right.
Please stand by.
Bop. Oh, actually, I was going to mention that real quick. I do like the little clever pun using Fize's activation code for the song. That was pretty cute.
Yeah.
That's just a little thing there. That was adorable. All right. So snip, snip, copy.
I also like that they played it both ways.
In what sense?
Earlier on, they did it as 5-5-5, and then later on, they did it as gratuitous use of English, go, go, go.
Ah, yes. Alright, so...
In the sub.
Just put that here. So next week, we are going back to Gundam.
Oh, no.
Just the pain in that voice alone was beautiful.
Oh, no.
I don't know anything about this.
Oh, God. So, I've never seen this movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a movie? Okay. Whew, I might be able to do that.
It's not a series. I know that. I know that much. So, next week, we're going back to the Gundam series with G Savior.
Oh.
Again.
Are you gonna be okay, Jay?
Probably.
Potentially.
We'll just get you a bottle of wine to curl up with for the movie. It'll be fine.
So, something tells me we're gonna do a commentary track on that next week. This is gonna be a good. This is good. So yes, next week is going to be Gundam G Savior. Thank you, whoever put that on the wheel. Jay is very proud of that.
I feel like Jay has other words for that person.
I hate you.
Those are those other words.
It won't be that bad.
I am entirely ambivalent towards you, person who put this on the wheel.
So, next week, yes. Next week, G-Savior. So, yeah, that's going to be all for us tonight. So... thank you for listening in. If you like what you saw or like what you heard, please give us a little bit of a follow. Put some comments down on our iTunes. Join us on Discord. Send us a question if you want to send us a question. I'm saving a bunch of them up for. I think I want to do one in the summer, for like mid-year mailbag. So we'll do that. So yeah, that's about it. So as always, I'm AJ. That's Nemet.
Have a good one.
That's Jay.
Bye.
And we'll see you all next week. Shatner.